Joshua had a great challenge that faced him. I like the first chapter because it begins to talk about a man of courage. That was Joshua. And I like the way he starts out as, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead. Now Joshua. Think about that now. My servant Moses, who led all these millions of people out of bondage, is dead. I'd be looking over my shoulder and say, who's going to get take his place? But he looks at Joshua and says, what? Now Joshua, and he gives him a plan and begins to speak into his heart. And he says three or four times in the first few verses, Joshua, take courage. Have you ever woke out of your sleep in the morning and you know what's ahead of you for the day? And you better take courage for the day. Am I right? So God was with Joshua. And what he gave to Joshua to do is just incredible. So I want you to turn to that sixth chapter. I want to read one verse, because when there's unity, say when there's unity, God commands a blessing. God commands a blessing. Obedience, say with me, obedience.
Obedience.
Always,
always
produces,
produces
blessings.
Blessing.
How many of you know they didn't get started well in the Garden of Eden, and they were not obedient, and there were no blessings, but curses came on them. You understand that? So when we're obedient to the word of God, and always keep this in your spirit, you don't have to understand it. All you have to do is be obedient to it. Now, how many of you know your flesh does not want to cooperate with you in your spirit, man? Am I right? The Bible says what? Your spirit is willing, but your
flesh is weak.
So understand that words that are spoken are powerful. And I always say this, it's a word planet, and a church should be a word church. You and I cannot call ourselves Christians. This is not negative, but listen. We can't call ourselves Christians if we just go to church once a week for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then leave, and we're coming and going the same way. A word church is going to change you. I don't know what other churches do. I don't go. I'm here all the time. But a word church will preach the word of God. A word church will say exactly what Jesus said, what he's done for us. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved, workmen not to be ashamed. I had a conversation with somebody the other night, and it was right on. He said, we never came to a church where the pastor or the church said, now you take this and you go ahead and learn on it and study it. Because everybody wants what they can get at the smorgasbord, and that's the end of it. The word of God is so powerful. Change my heart, oh,
yes.
Oh God, oh what, oh God. That means every day through the normal routine of all of our days, God can change you and change me because of the word that's resident on the inside of us. Seek first the kingdom of God. And the Amplified says what? His way of doing right, which always means there's another way and it's wrong. That's as simple as I can get it. Jesus said that now. I like what Jesus said. It's always good stuff. Seek first. How many know first isn't second? Second trophy is always cute, but it's always smaller than the bigger one. In the Olympics, they give you what? Gold, silver, and who cares, right? And the people who get the gold are always on the top. You understand that now? And they practice for years just for the opportunity to win that gold. Well, Jesus has done everything for us already, and what we need to do is begin to confess what the word says about us and believe it. For years, people would talk about confessing and saying things, and that's the name it and claim it people. They're right. The Bible says if you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your and believe in your heart, that's pretty good. I confessed it, and Jesus came into my heart. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, I got something on the inside of me today. So listen to what it says in Joshua, if you don't mind. Joshua chapter 6 and verse 10. Listen carefully. But Joshua commanded the people, you shall not shout or let your voice be heard, nor shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout, then you shall shout. Can I read that again?
Yes.
This is for us today. Joshua commanded the people. I come up and preach in the pulpit every week, and if not, someone else does, good people. You say what I say. You shall not shout or let your voice be heard, nor shall any word proceed out of your mouth. Think about that. No word is to come out of your mouth. Think about the people who were getting ready to walk around and get the walls to come down. They had other ideas than what Joshua had. There's got to be a better way. What if the armies on the inside come out and chase us around? But what they did, listen, they obeyed Joshua and the command from Joshua, heard from God, and the blessings began to flow. The walls came down. And if you want to study about that, good place to do it. They can tell you how many chariots would actually run on top of the wall. I think it was like three different chariots could run at one time on top of that wall. So thick. But guess what? The Bible says, like he did for the promised land just means that. It's a promise to you, and I'm going to give it to you. Any promise in the Word has always, always, always been performed by God before you and I get to it. Already done. Well, I didn't think it was going to happen that way. That's the problem. Many times I say, but how is that? You know how you're sitting in these chairs on this piece of property and how this happened so many years earlier? I learned from Dr. Youngi Cho from South Korea. He said this, you pray and you obey. If you pray and obey what God says, and I like his book, The Fourth Dimension. If you don't have it, go look for it. It may still be in print. But somebody came in his office one day and they said, Pastor, we don't have enough money to make our budget. We can't pay the staff and all that. And he said, how many of you like my new bicycle in the corner? And they turned around and looked. Guess what? There was no bicycle. But Dr. Cho said, yes, there is. I can see it. How come you can't see it? In that same book, he had his head usher come and said, Pastor, you're having our ushers collect the offering in the balcony. There's nobody there. He says, yes, there is. Amen. And they did that for a number of years. Amen. Until finally, the balcony was filled. They had to build another church. Amen. See, faith speaks words. Amen. You don't have to understand them. But what you need to do is believe that the promises of God are yes, yea, and amen. Amen. People laughed at us when we put this building up. They laughed at us. But as you look, there's a piece of property behind us. It was called Forever Wild. Couldn't touch it. I said, this is nice. Now they built houses there. And I look around us, there's not much land left. You understand? So we were at the right place at the right time. I like the name Groom's Road. That means the grooms are ready because the bride is on her way. Amen? You don't have to understand it, but just do what he says. That'll bring the blessings of God flowing from your heart to God and back to you. Amen? Remember Sarah, when the angel came and said, you're going to have a baby? And she laughed where? In her heart. And what? Why are you laughing in your heart? Don't laugh at impossibilities. Instead, just lift your hands and begin to rejoice, for the answer is about to be manifested for you and I. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was impossible for those walls to come down. If they threw bombs at them, if they did anything they could in our, shall I say, arsenal of weapons today, they wouldn't have come down as quickly as they did when the command came and they did exactly what he said to do. Say this again with me. Obedience always brings a blessing. Too many times the church thinks too much. Don't think. God is looking for unbroken fellowship between himself and you and I. I've heard people say, gee, we're going to have a baby and it's going to cost a lot of money. And more than once I've looked at a future pop and said, you don't know what money means until you take the baby home. That's when the money bill, that's when it shows up. How many of you know that's true? All right. God wants to bless you. You want to get married to somebody wonderful. You don't just say, I do at the altar and you think that's over with. There's going to be I do's and I can't. And you are you kidding me? In a marriage relationship. But when people are joined together, listen, in unbroken fellowship in their spirit, in their heart, anything and everything will be overcome in a marriage relationship. Don't say, I've got rebellious children. You don't have rebellious children. I'm talking to you prophetically this morning. Don't say bad things about your kids, but they give me a lot of trouble. Let me tell you a little secret of life I found out. Stop talking to your children about God. Start talking to God about your children. That's how you do it. Talk to God. because God will give you the answer that will solve the problem.
Amen.
Say this with me. Nothing is too big for God. What's too big for God? What's too big for God?
Nothing.
You're missing something. What's too big for God?
Nothing.
What's too big for God?
Nothing.
I'll try that one more time, then you'll get it. What's too big for God?
Nothing.
You see that? You got stronger every time instead of saying, gee, maybe I missed something. You didn't miss anything. Because that's what the enemy would like to do, is bring a little confusion in your mind. If God really loved you, would you be going through this? See, the voice of the enemy is a dead voice. I think I'm going to go there right now. Boy, I wasn't going to, but I think I'm going to go there right now. You don't mind, do you? Stay right where you are. Listen and get this in your spirit, man. It's so important. I pulled this out of Rick Renner's writings. I want you to hear this for a minute. By calling Satan the prince of this world, even Jesus recognized his temporary control. Temporary control. Say temporary. This is Jesus. He recognizes temporary control over certain things in the earthly atmosphere. It was temporary because he stole what belonged to you and I. But it's temporary. Say it's temporary.
Temporary.
Too many times we talk devil talk. Can I say that? We talk more about the devil than we talk about the word and about Jesus Christ. He's got nothing on you. Say nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't even mention his name out of your mouth anymore, all right? I remember when I preached this, and I'm going to give you some scripture. The enemy's looking for four kinds of people. Say four kinds of people. If you never got this before, write it down now because it's so important for you to have. First of all, he looks for those that are weak in faith. Weak in faith. Without faith, you can't please God. Weak in faith. Faith will always work if you say what the word says about faith. Say faith.
Faith.
Hallelujah. That's the currency of heaven. Faith. Amen. Look at the woman at the well. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. Here we go. The second thing is this. Wow. They're ignorant of the word of God. So many people are ignorant of the word of God. Remember that challenge I gave you for a month? Take that time that's special to you. Give it to God. How many has it changed your life? Go like this. Only a handful. So take the month of December and do the same thing. The more time you spend with God and his word, the stronger your faith will happen. And he will not come around and bother you because he knows the kind of an answer he's going to get. It's the same one Jesus gave him in the wilderness. It is written. Say it's written.
It is written.
Say it's written.
It is written.
And it's written in my heart. Amen. Say in my heart.
In my heart.
Glory to God. Here's the third thing. Wow. He wants to try to isolate you. One of the key elements of satanic kingdom is to isolate people. Now, I'll tell you exactly how you think, because I think the same way. Nobody else is going through this. You ever hear that? It's you're all alone. God's abandoned you. But John 8:44 says that Satan is a there you go. See, the boy, listen to this. The word comes to the rescue. The word comes to the rescue. You're the only one going through things. You're the only one with a marriage like this. You're the only one with kids like that. All of those are lies because Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not going to change. And if he's on the inside of you and I, you can be sure the answer is in our library. Where's your library? There it is. I literally have thousands of books home in my library, but this is the one that I use the most. You know why? Because that's everything I'll need now, yesterday, today, and forever is the precious word of God. But you've got to put it into your mouth. I heard Mark Hankin say this, and I said, whoa, that was good. You can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. But first, he said this, you've got to move your mouth. You got to move your lips. So first of all, listen closely. The enemy's looking for those who are what? Weak in the faith. If he's looking for them, say, I'm not edible. No way. They're weak in faith, ignorant of the word of God, and then they isolate. He likes to isolate us. He tried to isolate Jesus in the wilderness experience. But what did Jesus do? What did he do? What would he do? He spoke, it is written. Listen, don't let the enemy have more power in your life than should ever come to him. He should have zero power. Don't listen to something when it comes in your head. Well, you got a pain here. Well, my father had that. Don't agree with him. You're blood bought, blood washed, so am I. Say hallelujah. And glory to God. Let the word come to the rescue. I like my wife says it this way. She says, put pressure on the word. Because when you say the word and say, God, I'm believing you for this, the word has to come to the rescue. Wednesday nights, we're talking about Jesus. How many times and places where the Holy Spirit was in his life. In the wilderness experience, he was led into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. How could he possibly stay there without helping Jesus? There are some times in our lives that we go through wilderness experiences. And God's helping us by not showing up when we think he should. See, God's timing is different than ours. It says in the Bible very clearly, at the time appointed. At the time appointed. Let me try that over. This side will work better. At the time appointed, Jesus showed up. Hallelujah. Say, at the time appointed. If you read the beginning of Acts, it said, the angel said, why do you stand here gazing, looking at Jesus leaving? How many of you have been in an airport and your loved one is taken off and you look at the plane till it disappears? And they're going to Hawaii. They don't really care what's going on the ground. But, but what did the angel say? He's coming back the same way he left. The Bible says, look up because your, what? Redemption draweth nigh. Today in our society, I'm not pointing fingers. How many of us are looking up? Where are most of us looking? The enemy wants us to have a drive-by experience of negativity. He's afraid of you. He's afraid of me. But when he hears the word coming out of your mouth and out of my mouth, the Bible says in James what? Demons tremble. How many of you have a dog? You ever have a dog that sometimes they shake because they get scared of something? Who wants to imitate a shaking dog? Anybody? No? Okay. Demons tremble at the... Why? Every fallen angel which became an... My God, listen. Every fallen angel was at Calvary. And they kind of talk this way. We got them. We finally got them. And in hell, they said, he finally got us. Something's going to shake, rattle, and roll, and it's going to be the demons of hell when they find out the word of God isn't just a book you carry under your arm for a couple hours on a Sunday morning, but instead it's so powerful that when you just say the name of Jesus, my God, you say the name of Jesus, the noise you hear is the rattling of the knees of demon spirits that made the wrong choice. Amen. Death, where is your sting? But they're in the coffin and they're dead. They're not dead. They just left what they were wearing behind. You're not flesh and blood. You're spirit. Your spirit. When God created Adam, think about it. He made him. And there he is laying on the ground. He's made, but nothing going on. Then he breathed into him the breath of life. When Jesus died on Calvary and gave his life for you and I, he breathed into you a breath of life. When that stone on that tomb rolled away and he came out and spent 3 days in hell preaching to the saints that had gone before, he was setting you and I free long before we existed. You are free. 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 Man, don't live in the pig pen when you could be in the palace. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go to a dead church, then you're going to be dead. The coffee's good, but they ain't going to work. I want a church that preaches the word of God. I want to go to a church where the Bible isn't something they forgot home. The Bible is something that's so ingrained in their heart that nothing, nothing, nothing is too big for the God I serve. Amen. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what's the four things? The enemy's doing what? Looking for those. If you have weak faith today, tell God I want it to be stronger. Can I tell you how to get stronger? Don't eat through the drive-thru. What's the first thing? He's looking for people what? Say weak in faith. What else? Ignorant of the word of God. They begin to, the enemy wants to isolate you. So I took and looked up a number of translations. If you don't mind. See, I wasn't going to go here. This is for a couple more weeks from now. But let's do it anyway. Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15. Preach this message so many times. But when I started digging in and looking at all the different translations, I was blessed. I was blessed. Say Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Are you ready? For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. What does that mean? Jesus put on flesh and blood. All right, let's go a little further. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. There's been a transfer of power. Calvary was a transfer of power. It was going and taking back from Satan everything he had stolen from you and I. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let him bug you with a bunch of lies. Don't let him try to destroy you with a bunch of lies. He's a liar. Read John 8:44. And there's no truth in him. Now, can I flip that around? There is only truth in Jesus, and there is no lies. So when you read this, all you'll find is truth. All you'll find is truth. He does not lie. Is God a man that he should lie? No. Has he not said, will he not do? Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Whew. Whew, my God. What did he do to death? What did he do to death? So are we afraid of death?
No.
You already died and I already died a long time ago. You don't have to worry about dying because you died already. Spiritually, don't worry about it. He destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil. So what does it say in Hebrews? He knows who the crook was. What does John 10:10 say? Satan is a liar. Am I right? He comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy by taking the word or trying to take the word. You can't have it. You can't have it. Say you can't have it. See, I like when Paulie and Nikki's dog comes in blue. He comes to work once a week and he's on the payroll. I just thought I'd tell you that. But he heads right to my office and my wife's office because we got treats. I was going to eat one day, but then... And then as soon as I stick my hand out, she puts her paw up. And then if I give her a second treat, she puts the other paw up. Then she runs to my couch and slobbers all over the thing. That's not true. The enemy, when he tries to come, he can keep his paw because I have Christ on the inside of me. Well, you know, then, and he said, well, I can... Keep him where he belongs under your feet. He has no power. Oh boy, listen to this word. He has no jurisdiction on you.
Amen.
Say no jurisdiction.
No jurisdiction.
Can Can we go a little further now? Listen to this. He took the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them who through fear of death. Do you know anybody who actually is so full of fear when it comes to death? All of us have somebody somewhere. Am I right? There's no fear in death. None whatsoever. If you live a life for God and you live to the best of your ability with the help of the Holy Spirit, you can leave a footprint on planet Earth when you escape off into heaven. Jesus is coming back the same way he left. He's coming back the same way he left, on the clouds. Where am I going to keep my eyes? I'm always looking up, man. I don't want to miss a thing. My wife and I love to watch sunsets. They're beautiful. Sunrises, well, maybe someday I'll get there. Amen. But we always say the same thing. God, even through the COVID mess, he always had a sunrise and a sunset, and he didn't give him anything to say, don't come up now because Earth is having a hard time. He wants you and I to know that he will not fail in his promises and blessings to you and I. Yes. Can you always count on a sunrise? Yes. Well, I don't see it. It's there. Yes. Say it's there. Yes. Seeing things is not as though they were. And when the sunset comes, what? He's also saying, I'm going to paint another picture for you this evening. I have some rainbows in my phone. At one point when I was with Brother Ted, I had one. It was three rainbows. Never saw it before. I flashed my lights at him. He was in front of me. I said, what's going on, Rev? I said, look at that. Oh, my God. He took out his camera. And we had people taking pictures of us. Amen. Along the interstate. I said, I hope you know the preachers in West Virginia. He said, I'll take care of it, no problem. Amen. The enemy hates you. Say, he hates you. Listen to some. Can I give you some translations? That's where I'm going. I want you to listen. Don't have to turn anywhere. One translation says this. So that by his death, he could take away the power of the devil. He has none. Say, he has none. None on me. Don't let his words that aren't true stick to you like oatmeal on a cold day. No. Refuse it. How do you refuse a lie? Speak the truth. Amen. Amen. Here's another one for you. He might break the grip of the one who controls death. Break the grip. Say, break the grip. Wow. Do you realize how powerful death is? Do you realize that it actually grips people and they live a life of fear, always of dying? Don't ever go there. Here's what you say. I'm already dead in Christ Jesus. How many of you know where you're going if death were to come right now? I sure know. That's where you live. Are you hearing me? All right, let me go a little bit further here. Hope you got something out of this. He might render, here we go now, inoperative, the one having dominion of death, that is the devil, and effect the release of those. Remember I did that message and I said he came to destroy, and that meant what? He's reduced his power to zero. Okay, I'm not going to go through that, but listen. Zero times a million is what? Zero. But a million's a lot. Maybe I'll get a higher number. Oh, wow. He's reduced his power to zero, but wait a minute. If I do that times 2 million, I got to have some change. No. Do you have something you buy? Well, I feel this and feel that. And what does your mind start doing? Oh, God. I better go get this checked, and I bet. Those are all lies. Listen, when I hear the voice of the enemy speaking to me, I know it's not true. Cancel it right out on the spot. Just, I immediately say the word. Cancel it out. Delete. Go like this. Delete, delete. Our delete buttons in our spiritual life should be worn out by now. Delete, 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 delete. What does that mean? It's gone. Say it's gone. Not there anymore. Finished, over with. Anything the enemy says is a zero. How many of you ever had a bad day because we've listened to something other than the word? It happened in the garden. It's still going on today. Can I give you a couple more? Then we'll send you on your way. Happy, smiling. Anyway. He might put an end to him who possessed the lordship of death. Death can be a lordship over people's lives. Don't let it. Let the word of God take lordship over your life and my life. Amen? Let me go a little bit further. How many of you get a little tidbit today? Amen. All right, good. Here we go now. He might destroy him that had the power of death. He might render him powerless. He's powerless. His words are idle words. They produce absolutely nothing unless we entertain them. How do we entertain them? Listen, all of us, by not knowing the truth of God's word. If we know the truth of God's word, don't answer your doorbell, baby. Don't do it. He's a liar. Here we go now. Oh, wow, listen to this. That he might frustrate him who had the power of death. He's still trying to get people to believe that he's in control. No, you're not. Say, no, you're not. His words are idle words. Say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. He might set at naught him who had the power of death. There it is. At naught. Naught is zero. Who had. Say had. He doesn't have it anymore. Why? Jesus took care of that at Calvary. And the Bible says, while he was in hell on the way out, he took the keys of death. Say death. Hell. And the grave with him. And he went like this. Bye, buddy. He's the one who's victorious. Where does he live? On the inside of us. So if he lives on the inside of us, we are now victorious every minute, every second, every day. Everything is already taken care of if we'll put Jesus on our lips and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? So that by going through death as a man, he might paralyze him. Who's died and rose from the dead again? Anybody have a friend like that? I do. His name is Jesus. Give me another one. This is a good one. He might put out of commission him who wields the power of death, namely the devil, out of commission. He might reduce to impotence him who has in death the instrument of his sway. The enemy likes to sway people by letting them hear lies. Listen, and if we ever grab a hold of a lie and believe it as the truth, that's when we start going downhill real quick. Say, he's got nothing on me. Nothing. How many have your mortgage paid for? If the bank sends you a letter that you still owe us money, Google, take that, that thing that says paid and bring it there. See, paid in full. Say, paid in full. I got one more left and we'll break down. All right, Mount? Listen to this. He did this that he might be able to die and by his death, ready for this now, might annihilate the power of him who sways the scepter of death's terror. Woo! My God. Can I finish that one? That's the devil. And so much might transfer into a new existence those who through the haunting dread of death were all their lifetime bowed beneath a yoke of slavery. There's more. I'm not going to take the time. What do you have? The word. Jesus on the inside of you. So do I. Nothing's going to come knocking on your door that Jesus himself has not already dealt with it. And it's beneath the feet of you because that man, Satan, is dead. He can't give you anything that you can grab hold of and hang on to. Say hallelujah. 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 How many of you got a little nugget this morning? Amen. Bow your heads if you don't mind for a moment. If you're watching by television, internet, we want to thank you for joining us. I want you to know that a man named Jesus loves you, cares about you, and he died for you. It's not just a name. It's the name that's above every other name. I pray you've enjoyed the message this morning, the worship, praise, prayer time you may have missed in the beginning. But I like to look at Harvest Church as a well-rounded church. We take care of the needs of children, parents. We do all we can to help the community. If you'd like to be a part of this church, if you're close enough, but here's the real question. Would you like to have Jesus in your life as a part of your life, bringing new life into you? So I'd like you to pray with me if you'd like to ask Christ into your life. There's moms and dads, children, teenagers, grandma, granddad. You may say, I go to church. That's great. I'm glad you are. Help the pastor. But do you know Jesus on the inside of your heart who can bring you new life and experience every day? If you'd like to ask him in your heart, Harvest, stand up if you don't mind. Harvest Church will join you. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, today, I want to thank you for the precious word of God that I've heard. I thank you, Jesus. You died on the cross of Calvary for me, for my sins, so I might be with you every day. Heaven's going to be my home. And I thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Amen. So if you've said that prayer and you don't go to a church, go to a church that preaches out of the Word of God, out of the Bible. Ask the pastor what you can do to help them get that church to minister to the community. Maybe as a missions work around the globe. I don't know. But we love you and appreciate you. Amen. God bless you.